and call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Three things concerning the mystery that is revealed to the prophets. And this is going to make a lot more sense to you as we go along. Number one, when a person hears the sound, he must first, the prophet, and when I talk about prophets, I'm not just talking about an office, a prophetic office. I'm talking about a prophetic people, okay? How many know God desires to reveal things to you personally? Amen. Concerning your personal life. Things he may not say to anyone else because it pertains to no one else. But your personal family, your personal business, your personal destiny. First, the prophet must hear and he must believe. I wonder sometimes how revelation moves quickly, and it's not something that you can sit and just, let me say it this way, revelation is something you must catch. You understand? Study, there are things we can hear, what we can ponder, we can wait on, we can kind of bask in or muse over, meditate on, but revelation is something you have to catch. When you see, oftentimes God will speak, but you got to catch it. And see, that's the first thing. You got to hear Him. And we have to tune ourselves to be able to hear God. God speaks to us. Tell the person beside you, God speaks to you. The question is, do you hear Him when He speaks? Because when there's a revelation, when there's something God wants to get to you, to me, this is how I experience it. It moves quickly. It's not something, that just sits there, just moves quick. You got to catch it and say, whoa, wait a minute. Okay. And you got to hold it, because if you don't, it'll get away. You understand me? Tell somebody, you got to catch revelation. See, that's why sometimes, I know when we go to Asia and we're sitting in the conference there, many times so much is coming forth, we're told, just don't write anymore. There's just a river flowing, catch it in your spirit. And go back and try to write it or get the CD, listen to it over or something. But it moves quickly. So the prophets must first believe. When they hear, they must first believe. You see, God will speak to you in a mess, in a messed up situation. But He spoke to you in that, the answer on how to get out of it, if you catch it. I know God don't want to leave you in a mess. Okay, the number two, He must hear. Number one, and then number two, he must then go out and do the work. In other words, he must act out his belief. He must believe. Let me say, number one is hear. Number two is believe. He must go and do. If you believe, then you'll put some action to your faith. Tell somebody, catch the revelation. We got to be paying attention. God wants us to hone our spiritual senses. He'll speak a word. Sometimes God can speak a word to you that can open up a whole treasure chest of things that just a word, just give you a direction, just nudge you somewhere, and you go and you look and you say, whoa, there it is. And just a whole nother, dimension of things await there. But it'll come through revelation. Number three, write this down. Otherwise, first of all, the prophet must believe, then he must go out and do the work. And number three, otherwise the message will be killed. Old Testament, anytime they stopped the mouths of the prophets, the move stopped. And see, God is moving in big ways and in little ways. You know, and we must train ourselves to be able to hear him in the course of the day. I know one thing that I'm seeing more and more, you may be experiencing it too, I don't know, but when God speaks, it's very important to move when he speaks. You know, there was a time he kind of winked at it. You know, you wasn't getting it. So he was, you know, so he kind of just went along with you for a little while. But now I'm going to say it's critical mass. It's time where when God speaks, you need to move. Amen? Tell somebody, when he speaks, you got to move. It's important to move because there's a revelation. There's something he's doing. He's up to something. And it's important that you're moving with him. Come on, I said, God's doing a new thing, and it's important that you move with him. Those ideas are not just good ideas all the time. Sometimes they're God ideas. God is trying to get something in you for you to act on it, to believe it, to hear it, and then to move on it, and bingo. All right, so going back to Revelation, you don't have to go back there, but in Revelation 10, the horn blasting was God was revealing the mysteries to the prophets. Now, you have to understand something here. The importance of understanding is because God does nothing except he first revealed it unto his servants, the prophets. You think about it a moment. Maybe God hadn't been able to work in our life to the degree he wants to because we hadn't caught some stuff. He hadn't been able to reveal it to us. Amos chapter 3 and verse number 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Okay? Let's establish that. There are things he wants revealed to you so that we can work together with him. Come on, we must first hear, then believe, then act on it. Otherwise, the enemy will kill it. Okay, now let's read verse 8 too. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Now, when God gives revelation, what he's doing, he's showing to us the depth of his heart, what's in his heart. It's not just for entertainment or for, you know, just for to get something done. No, when God gives us a revelation, it's something in his heart. In other words, he's wanting us to get involved with what he wants. The revelation is his heart. That's what's in the heart of God, and he wants us to get involved. If we, the messengers, don't get involved with the message, we will not see a manifestation. There'll be no manifestation in the earth realm. Now, we must respond and we must become God's mouthpiece. You know, I won't say that I'm hasty, but when I catch a revelation like, behold, the former things are passed away, I don't let that get by me. I'm not, you know, just trying to be dramatic or, you know, trying to muster something up. But no, when I catch it, I say, okay, I got it, Lord. And you know what? When you catch it, God starts talking to you on that level. Stuff starts, on that level, it starts opening up. Amen. But if you don't catch it, if you just, oh, well, you know, you read that verse before. No, you got to understand. When God spoke that to me in Jamaica, I was up early, real early one morning, about 2 a.m. I was up. I was studying. I've sensed that just the desire to, you know, to read and to study for that service that morning. God spoke to me. He spoke. He said, behold, former things are passing away. Caught it. I ran right to it, and I started studying. Then he told me, this is the end of a quarter. I said, oh, boy, it's on now. He said, every quarter, I'm going to do something new. Things are going to intensify. Expect new things each quarter. I wasn't thinking about quarters. I don't even think about a year in quarters. But God spoke. Do you understand what I mean? There's something. And so we are his mouthpiece. When you catch it from God, you have to mouth it. Are you hearing? You hear, you believe, you speak it. When you speak it, you release it. Do you understand? Seasons begin. Things start because you release it. I'm not saying that we muster up and just hope on some stuff. I'm talking about we catch something coming from God. We believe that. See, and see, there's where you must exercise your faith. You must believe that it's not just you. Just you trying to, you know, you just bored and you trying to, you understand? You have to discern when it's God. He's talking, I'm telling you. And you know, his sheep should know his voice. But listen, there are a lot of voices that disguise himself. And you know, if we get too busy with a lot of stuff, it'll be hard to hear his voice. You'll catch something, but you won't catch it. You'll see something whiz by you, but you won't see it. But when you take time and position your spirit properly before work, or, you know, you keep yourself in a certain place at work, it's easy for God to download to you. To download. See, God, understand something. When God gives you revelation, that's a deep aspect of his heart. That's what he wants. That's his desire. It's not just some, you know, nice message or something. That's God's heart. He's revealing himself to you, what he's longing for. Amen. So we receive that. We go, we act it out. We believe it. And if we do not do that, then the enemy will kill the move. Therein lies the warfare. So you and I must be sensitized. You know, he said, surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealeth it unto his servants the prophet. All right? Okay. When we respond, we become God's mouthpiece. And as we become his mouthpiece, we become the word. I would say the Bible, but Bible just means books. We become the word. You understand? When we start speaking this out, as we start speaking this out, do you realize that you carry the move? The more you are tuned with the movements of God, wherever you go, you leave a footprint. Wherever you go, you open something. Wherever you go, you leave a fragrance. Wherever you go, you've confronted darkness. Wherever you go, you are a world changer. Now, it might not be people, you know, crowds of people following you and all of that saying Hosanna, but you've left something. Maybe God hadn't shown you, but you've left something somewhere. Amen. But you have to catch what God is saying, not be afraid to say it out. You understand what I mean? You know when something's off, somebody just saying something, versus when something is right in tune with the Spirit of God, and God is indeed doing a new thing. And watch, there'll be many manifestations. Amen. He will honor his word. But when we speak it out, when we start speaking the word, listen, it's a two-way street. Your tongue is a pen. Psalm 45:1. Our tongue is a pen. It writes all over the place. You know, your tongue writes on relationships. Your tongue writes on in environments, you know. But it also writes on the tablets of your heart. Amen. If you're saying the wrong things, you are etching and engraving that on your heart. And eventually, it's going to become a habit, and you'll be saying things that are wrong. But if you keep the word, if you remain God's mouthpiece and speak out boldly what you caught as a revelation from God for your life and over your life, and speak it out with boldness until you become that. See, the word was with God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Then down by verse 14, and the word became flesh. It was a process. A child is born, a son is given. And so what is the process? We must become God's mouthpiece. Tell somebody again, God is speaking to you.
We are continuing in part 21 of The Faith Crisis, God's Mouthpiece. God is doing a new thing, and it is important that you shift. Revelation moves quickly, and you must catch it and believe. Once you have received revelation, activate the word that has been spoken by acting out your belief. Otherwise, the message will be killed. When God gives you revelation, he is showing you the depth of his heart. Move swiftly, but not hastily. Get involved with the message. Respond by releasing the word with your mouth. If you don't catch the revelation and act, the enemy will kill the move. Keep your spirit positioned to hear from God.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.